Hi there. Welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Geraldine Jones, here with Diana Williams.
Hi, James, and we are glad that you could join us today.
Today, we'll be bringing you an overview of historic, contemporary, and future cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba.
We'll be right back.
A wide variety of titles of all genres, as well as authors and publishing houses, will represent Cuba during the International Book Fair in Lima, Peru, the Cuban Book Chamber has announced. This annual cultural and editorial event, the largest and most important in Peru, will be held from July the 19th to August the 4th at the Proceres of Independence Park, District of Jesu Maria, under the organization of the Peruvian Book Chamber.
The Cuban delegation will be made up of the publishing houses Sid Mattel and Pueblo y Educación, as well as authors representing the Cuban Book Institute, including the poet, narrator, essayist, and ethnologist Miguel Barnett, along with Barnett, the president of the Union of Writers and Artists of Cuba. The delegation is headed by the poet and narrator Alberto Marrero, recently awarded the Alejo Carpentier Prize.
According to the official note, Cubans will have the opportunity to share literary and or audiovisual information with various countries to ensure an effective management that can foster the basis of a market based on the world of letters.
The literary program of both authors runs from July 27 to August 4 and includes the presentation of books and reading of poems, among which stand out In the Ungraspable Smoke of AIDS from Barnett and Dawn Made to Mayakovsky by Marrero, who will be also give a lecture on current Cuban poetry.
The most recent film by Spanish director Pedro Almodóvar, Pain and Glory, or Dolor y Gloria, 2019, will open the list of premieres during the Spanish Film Festival, scheduled from July the 3rd to the 7th in Havana. The festival will include 3 series and 9 films, 4 of which will debut in Cuba, after a successful international tour that, in the case of Dolor y Gloria, earned Pedro Almodóvar the Cannes Film Festival's award for Best Actor.
On the list is the film The Days to Come, or Los Días que Vendrán, directed by Carlos Márquez Marcet, who won the Walden Biznaga at the Malaga Film Festival for the best film. According to the cultural attaché of the European nation on the island, Jorge Peralta, it will be a highly illustrative show of the contemporary cinema in Spain, with multi-award winning films made during 2016 and 2019.
In the lobby of Cinema 23 and 12, at 5 p.m. yesterday, opened an exhibition composed of 48 posters paying homage to the work of Almodóvar and his 70 years of life.
Derived from the collaboration between the Cuban Institute of Cinematography, Art and Industry, the Cinematheque of Cuba and the Embassy of Spain, the event will take place in the Multicine Infanta, the Casa de Festival de Cine, La Fábrica de Arte Cubano, and the Cinema 23 and 12.
The world-renowned Copelia Ice Cream Parlor in Havana has opened its doors after a wide-ranging rehabilitation process that included the parlor and the factory that supplies the ice cream. Amaury Martinez, director of the center, told the press that the repair lasted 55 days and all areas benefited, and the cost, 3.4 million peso cubano.
Cathedral of Cuban Ice Cream, as is also known to the center, has recovered its grassy areas, its signage, lining, and furniture. A room called Four Jewels or Cuatro Joyas was created, with service will be offered in convertible pesos.
The refrigeration equipment and supplies are new, and the ice cream that will be provided in all the areas will be branded Copelia. The factory that produces the ice cream has the capacity to supply up to 15 flavors to Copelia. In the court and the tower, 8 are foreseen and 7 in other areas.
Director Martinez reports that between 22 and 26 specialties will be offered, some of which incorporate fruits. He also comments that the ice cream parlor is commonly visited by 8,000 people every day and about 12,000 in the summer. Copelia will also reach its 53rd anniversary, as Cuba's most famous ice cream parlor was founded on June 4, 1966, on a piece of land where a 15-story building had been planned.
The Cuban artist Flora Fong has launched an exhibition in Beijing, China. The show evokes her roots and emphasizes the relevance of resorting to ancient knowledge while looking for solutions to problems that threaten to overwhelm nature. The prominent artist brought a collection of 20 pieces, accompanied by poems related to the 5 millennia of the writings of the Asian nation and from her own series, quote, "The Caribbean Ming Image, Calligraphy and Verse," unquote.
The exhibition is taking place for 1 week in the grounds of the Library of the Capitol, and it offers an opportunity for those who wish to appreciate the creativity of an icon of contemporary Cuban art who is recognized internationally. Fong says that this series links the two countries and is the result of her long-standing intention to portray China's beautiful calligraphy.
The works address aspects of dynasties such as Tang, Song, and Ming. The latter represents an approach and a counterpoint to the essence of calligraphy for the artist, but at the same time an encounter with a Western world that needs to catch up in the exchange between peoples. The creator said that she took to images concepts that she defined, quote, "very close to the earth but very wise," unquote, to draw attention to the behavior and impact on the flora and fauna of phenomena such as cyclones, which are increasingly devastating for Cuba and the rest of the Caribbean.
During the inauguration, the ambassador of Cuba to China, Miguel Ángel Ramírez, pointed out that the exhibition demonstrates the talent of the artist and the support of the revolution to the development of culture despite facing almost 6 decades of the U.S. blockade, now intensified with the Section 3 of Helen's Burton Act. Fong arrived in China accompanied by her son Lee Dominguez, who represents Cuba, who now works in the 6th edition of the Sharing the Beauty project, exhibit in this capital from 16 to 20 of this month, with the participation talent plastic artists from Uruguay, Mexico, and Costa Rica.
And that's it from us for today on the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones.
I'm Diana Williams. Up next time.